At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
So, Missouri is back in the national headlines, back on the front pages and the lead stories across America in the national news, all the big papers. Of course, it's over the abortion vote yesterday in the House, in the legislature. They're getting ready to send this bill to Mike Parson, or send it to him, actually, waiting for him to sign it. He says he will. Most restrictive abortion law in the country. And what we're going to talk about now is not the abortion debate so much. That's been well covered. I'm not going to get into any great depth on that. But what I will talk about is people who say things that are just kind of stupid. I don't care where you stand on the abortion debate. When it turns to a conversation about rape, I just find it hard to believe that someone says this.
Say someone goes out and they're raped or they're sexually assaulted one night after a college party. Because most of my rapes were not the gentleman jumping out of the bushes that nobody had ever met. That was one or two times out of 100. Most of them were date rapes or consensual rapes, which were all terrible. Date rapes.
Date rapes or consensual rapes. That's Representative Barry Hovis from down in Jackson, Missouri, down near Cape Girardeau. He spoke of his rapes. He was a Cape Girardeau police lieutenant, 30 years on the force down there. So if a woman got raped, called the police, Barry was the guy showing up at her door sometimes. And I just don't know how anybody in 2019 can still stand there in front of God and cameras and everybody else and talk about any kind of a rape being consensual. Those two words do not belong in the same sentence. I don't care what your feelings on abortion are. I don't care what your politics are. Those words do not belong together. And the fact that people continue to stand up there, unfortunately, stupid men in many cases, want to stand up there and say stuff like this is just ridiculous to me. I'm embarrassed. You know, Washington Post is talking about this guy this morning and his consensual rape line. I'm trying to raise a 13-year-old boy to be a man and to be respectful of women and to conduct himself in the right way. And we've got idiots in our own state legislature getting up there and talking about consensual rape. We all need to raise our kids better than apparently his parents raised him. So a note to anybody who wants to weigh in on this kind of topic, please think before you speak, because it's embarrassing and it's got to be hurtful to any woman who's ever had to endure something like that. And that's what we've got on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.